14III. Apparently, said Once. What does that mean? I really haven't the faintest notion, said Once dryly. And what about the name Carrot? But we don't do things like that, said Vimes. You can't go round arresting the Thieves Guild. I mean, we'd be at it all day. Apparently, this Carrot thinks otherwise. The captain shook his head and winced. Carrot doesn't ring a bell. The tone of blurred conviction was enough even for Once, who was momentarily taken aback. He was quite... The secretary hesitated. Carrot. Carrot, he said. I've heard the name before, seen it written down. His face went blank. The Volunteer, that was it. Remember me showing you? Vimes stared at him. Wasn't there a letter from, I don't know, some dwarf? All about serving the community and keeping the streets safe, that's right. Begging that his son would be found suitable for a humble position in the watch. The secretary was rummaging amongst his files. What had he done? Said Vimes. Nothing, that was it. Not a blessed thing. Vimes' brow creased as his thoughts shaped themselves around a new concept. A volunteer, he said. Yes. He didn't have to join. He wanted to join, and you said it must be a joke, and I said we ought to try and get more ethnic minorities into the watch. You remember? Vimes tried to. It wasn't easy. He was vaguely aware that he drank to forget. What made it rather pointless was that he couldn't remember what it was he was forgetting anymore. In the end, he just drank to forget about drinking. A trawl of the chaotic assortment of recollections that he didn't even try to dignify any more by the name of memory produced no clue. Do I? He said helplessly. Once folded his hands on the desk and leaned forward. Now look, Captain, he said. Lordship wants an explanation. I don't want to have to tell him the Captain of the Night Watch hasn't the faintest idea what goes on among the men under, if I may use the term loosely, his command. That sort of thing only leads to trouble. Questions asked, that sort of thing. We don't want that, do we? Do we? No, sir, Vimes muttered. A vague recollection of someone earnestly talking to him in the bunch of grapes was bobbing guiltily at the back of his mind. Surely that hadn't been a dwarf. Not unless the qualification had been radically altered, at any rate. Of course we don't, said Once. For old time's sake and so on. So I'll think of something to tell him, and you, Captain, will make a point of finding out what's going on and putting a stop to it. Give this dwarf a short lesson in what it means to be a guard, all right? said Vimes dutifully. I'm sorry, said Once. Oh, thought you made an ethnic joke there, sir. Look, Vimes, I'm being very understanding in the circumstances. Now, I want you to get out there and sort this out. Do you understand?
Vimes saluted. The black depression that always lurked, ready to take advantage of his sobriety, moved in on his tongue.
Right you are, Mr. Secretary, he said. I'll see to it that he learns that arresting thieves is against the law.
He wished he hadn't said that. If he didn't say things like that, he'd have been better off now. Captain of the Palace Guard, a big man. Giving him the watch had been the patrician's little joke. But Once was already reading a new document on his desk. If he noticed the sarcasm, he didn't show it.
Very good, he said.
Dearest Mother, Carrot wrote, it has been a much better day. I went into the Thieves' Guild and arrested the chief miscreant and dragged him to the Patrician's Palace. No more trouble from him, I fancy. And Mrs. Palm says I can stay in the attic because it is always useful to have a man around the place. This was because in the night there were men the worse for drink making a fuss in one of the girls' rooms, and I had to speak to them, and they showed fight, and one of them tried to hurt me with his knee.
but I had the protective, and Mrs. Palm says he has broken his patella, but I needn't pay for a new one.